Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Puzzle unveiled during festival at Gillette College. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The crowd enjoyed beautiful weather and a variety of activities for the family at the festival to unveil the puzzle at Gillette College last Friday. The event was held for the unveiling of the City of Gillette puzzle, which was commissioned by the Mayor's Arts Council late 2022. Folk artist Eric Dowdle, who has painted over 400 cities and national parks, traveled to Gillette, this time to present his latest creation to the residents. In addition to the original painting, an 8-foot by 10-foot replica puzzle was the centerpiece of the unveiling. During his presentation, Dowdle told the audience how each person in a community is needed to make the community whole. As a part of the ceremony, 12 members of the community were selected to place pieces into the puzzle to complete it. Community members from all professions and occupations placed a piece into the puzzle. The late Senator Mike Enzi's wife, Diana, was the first to place a piece, followed by Nella Williams, Eric and Kelly Barlow, Lee Burcht, Laura Chapman, Larry Smith, Shay Huff, Bertine Bahij, Darla Cotton, Cassidy Westbrook, Billy Montgomery, and finally, Gillette City Council. Basin Radio asked Dowdle about his experience painting Gillette, and he pointed to how much he loves Wyoming and how genuine the people are.
From beginning to end, it was just one of those experiences where you don't know what you're going to get, but it's always better than you ever anticipated. I knew it would be fun because it's Wyoming. I love the people in Wyoming. They're sincere. They're genuine. An ounce of pretension is worth a pound of manure, and they are genuine, good people. And so working with the city council mayor made it fun from beginning to end. So couldn't have been happier. It's just one of those things as an artist you dream about doing, and then finally someday you get to do it, and that's awesome.
Puzzles were available for sale and signed by the artist during the event, but if you were unable to attend, they can still be purchased at City Hall at the clerk's office for $25. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.